This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I hope. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always, always, always appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. I don't know why you'd want to leave while we're on the air. Anyway. And truly, I mean, if you head up there, to the website, that is, if you head up there, you can buy my book. I mean, come on, you need a Christmas gift, can't figure out what to get Uncle Smith or Uncle Frank? Seriously. If Uncle Frank's a liberal, we can have some fun with him. Get the book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught to be afraid of, but you don't have to be. Now, they've been lying to you. I mean, there's no other way to put it. I mean, look at all the fake news that took place over the weekend. Friday, Saturday, you know what I mean? It's just amazing. And all the stuff that these groups put out there expect you to buy it. Or buy into it, whatever word you want to use. And you don't have to. You know, I hit the ground running. It goes right back to what I've been saying all along. Don't believe what I tell you. Don't believe what check it out for yourself. Unless you find it 9.5 out of 10 times, I'm right, I'm correct, I'm true, and you can trust me, you know, do what you got to do. But seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, there has been so much news. Kimberly Marin's going to join us after the break. And I'm sure she's all wound up and ready to go, too. I would be if I was her. Because of all the garbage that we've seen happen. I don't know if you heard, but the big story of the weekend. Did you hear about this? That Trump is addicted to Diet Coke. You know, we had a pipe bomb go off. We had all kinds of things happen. And CNN's big story for the weekend was Trump drinks a dozen Diet Cokes a day. Which look at, I believe that it's probably bad for you, all that sugar, all that stuff, not good for your body. How often do you think they do stories about Obama smoking, huh? I think they killed those early on because it wasn't, they didn't like the way it looked. They didn't like the way it came across. So, I don't understand why this is even a story. I don't even understand why they spent so much time on this. As an attempted terrorist attack caused massive chaos during Monday morning's rush hour. CNN viewers could be in the dark because, you know, I mean, they didn't know much what was going on with it. Why? Because they spent so much time covering Trump's addiction to Coke. And I'm talking Coca-Cola. So don't get stupid on me. I find all this, fascinating. At 8:45 a.m. Eastern Time, law enforcement official told reporters, including the Associated Press, that a man had a pipe bomb strapped to him when it went off in a New York City subway. And that was roughly the same time that CNN was in the middle of a segment that featured, you ready for that? Come on, this is funny. The Chiron? Whatever. New York Times report Trump drinks a dozen Diet Cokes per day. While a large graphic promoting Tuesday's election night in Alabama took up significant portions of the screen. So nothing. Right? Nothing about the explosions for quite some time. I mean, well, I can see where you'd be worried about what he drank, right? Can you see the headline now? We interrupt our story on the suicide bombing in New York City to give you an update on how many Cokes President Trump drinks every day. It's important. We need to know these things. What have we come to? How many of you saw over the weekend, the major news sources carrying the story about the woman that retracted or actually openly admitted that she falsified? Well, actually, let's make it easy. She lied about what she said on Roy Judge Moore's signature in the yearbook. Did you hear that on ABC, CBS, NBC, ABC, DEFG? Right? You didn't. Because they don't consider it a story. They don't want you to hear about it. I mean, this shows you how... Yeah, I know. Hit the ground running, didn't I? This shows you how disingenuous, how much they don't want you to know about what's going on. Because once it's out there, it's out there. These guys have put out the phony stories over the weekends, and look, some of you will say they're not fake stories, they were mistakes. Okay, they were mistakes. I got it. But how often, how long, how many? At what point in time do you lose your job over it? I'm just asking. Right? At what point... How many mistakes, especially in the news? Because, look, the tweets that went out over the weekend about several of those crazy news stories, they got thousands and thousands and thousands of likes and retweets. When you go back in and recant the story, when you pull it back, when you say, okay, it wasn't quite right, you get almost no retweets, almost no likes. And that's a big deal. That shows you that people aren't paying attention. You know, you nail them with the first story. It's very hard to get them off the ceiling with the second story. You know what I'm saying? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. Don't go far. We got a lot we want to talk about. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. My God, like, we're drowning in real news, and you can't get the regular news sources to do anything with it. I think it's hilarious. And I don't care who it is, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, none of them really want to deal with the reality of what's going on out there. Look at all the stuff that's going on in Mueller's world, right? I mean, when you talk about some of the not the phony news, but the real stories behind what's going on in the investigation, who's involved with who and how. Like today, we learned that the wife of the, well, over the weekend, wife of the demoted DOJ official worked for a firm behind the anti-Trump dossier, and nothing, bupkis. Anyway, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, so let me bring on the smartest person in the room. Kimberly Morin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of get things rolling and keep me in line. Kimberly, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You know, I don't know how much of this you've been following, but this whole dossier, honey?
Dossier.
Yeah, whatever. When you're from Boston, French. It's a dossier, right? Okay.
You're Italian. Anyway. You can't help it.
I don't know. That triggered. That offended. I don't know.
Do I need to send you a picture of a snowflake?
You'll have plenty of them tomorrow, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Anyway. But you know what I mean? It's like for them, for that side of the world, the left, none of this stuff means anything to them because it might nail the person they can't stand that they hate. But lately, with everything they're writing, it seems like Obama never had a misstep. Nothing ever went wrong under his administration. Isn't it amazing?
Oh, I can list a slew of things that went wrong under his administration, and most of them were intentional.
Oh, I agree.
Right from the beginning, Fast and Furious. Hello, he should have been impeached for that.
They've only been able to recently find that word and spell it when it comes to Donald Trump. It's amazing what they let one get away with and not the other. Don't you find that interesting?
Oh, no, that's just how the left rolls. I mean, seriously. They are, a friend of mine said yesterday, she goes, if progressives didn't have double standards, they'd have no standards at all.
God. Well, look,
and that's the truth.
I have to believe it based on what I see. Look, they did a whole segment on how much Coca-Cola Donald Trump drinks. And, we've got pipe bombs going off in New York. And we're worried about how many Cokes Donald Trump drinks. And I'm thinking to myself, how many segments do they do on President Oblamo smoking?
None.
That man smoked like a chimney, from what I understand. I don't know for sure because I wasn't there watching him, but he smoked like a chimney.
Yeah, I don't blame him, given the job. Everybody needs their vices, right?
Oh, yeah. But you know what? When he left office, I did a story about not the cleaning crew, but the White House staff and how much they felt like he didn't have any respect for the items in the White House, in the Oval Office, any of that. None of that really meant anything to him or for him.
Of course not. Because, he didn't like the U.S. I won't go down that road, but
I'm not making fun of him for smoking. Just the mere fact that no respect.
Didn't you know that?
What's that?
Obama walked on water. Didn't you know that?
I had heard that. I've never actually seen it happen.
He won the Nobel Peace Prize. Didn't you know that?
Before he even made it to office, before he stepped foot in the Oval Office, did nothing to promote peace.
And then he was more of a warmonger than Bush. God.
Oh no! It's always amazing to watch what's going down now. You know, some of them like the Pelosi's of the world, they love it with this pipe bomb situation that's going on. You know, you watch what they're saying on Facebook and what have you, and they're saying things like, "Well, boy, President Trump's immigration laws are really working well. They really stopped this from happening. They're really protecting us." And I'm thinking, we had a guy light off a pipe bomb, all right? And under Obama, we had a boatload of people shot and killed here in this country, right? San Bernardino and a few other places. And they're saying that Trump's immigration procedures aren't working. You won't let him do it. You won't let him carry it out. What are you talking about, right?
Wow. Yeah, he hasn't been able to put anything in place. The Supreme Court just held up his ban on certain countries, but that just got held up.
Mm-hmm.
But these people were all here for different reasons. I mean, the San Bernardino's crazy, radicalized wife, they knew about her. They should have looked into her more. They didn't. A lot of these cases, have you ever noticed a lot of these cases, the FBI had them on their radar, but let them go? Or Homeland Security, whoever.
Yeah.
Whoever's spying on everybody. And they had them on their radar, but, they let them go. Really? We often hear that, especially in Islamic terrorist cases, that these people were on their radar. But nothing was ever done. Even that horrifying scum in the Fort Hood killings, in the Fort Hood workplace violence attack.
Oh, they were talking about how crazy he was. Remember?
The what?
They were talking about how off he was and how some of the guys didn't even want to be around him. They were concerned about the way he acted, the way he talked, and that kind of stuff.
Yes. There were complaints about this guy. They ignored it because they didn't want to be seen as being bigoted or Islamophobic.
God. These people need some serious help. Well, you know, again, when it comes to political correctness, you've got ISIS saying that we'll see you at Christmas. I mean, you would think that we would double and triple up on security for these things because we haven't done anything to help. I mean, when I say we, I mean the generic we haven't done anything to help President Trump in keeping these people out of the country and keeping us safe. This guy that came today, you know, some of those idiots, the first thing they said was, well, this President Trump's ban on Muslim countries wouldn't help. This guy was from Bangladesh. Yes, but he was part of that whole, program that you come in because your relatives are here already, right?
The chain program. The chain.
There you go. It's like, really? Yeah. Are you guys seriously that petty? We got people dying and you're that petty.
Of course they are. Look, we've talked about this before. It doesn't matter what Trump does, whether it's good, it's bad, it doesn't matter what he does. They're going to try to nail him for every single thing. If Trump did everything that Obama wanted to do or said the same exact things that Obama said, oh, wait, like Jerusalem being the capital of Israel, they'd still nail him for it. And they are.
All right, we're going to a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Kimberly Moran joins me. Kick off the week. I don't know. You know, we're gonna deal with some of the issues of the day. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live and listen live. Take the poll. Lots you can do up there. And I mean a lot that you can do up on the website. Kimberly Marin joins me as she does every week. Kind of kick things off, get things rolling. And Kimberly, first of all, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Thanks for having me. I always have a good time.
You know, we also have to give a little shout out to the Good Time Talk out of Arizona. They're part of the Cutting Edge Radio Network, and they are carrying the show now starting this week. So always excited. Always excited when a new one comes on. I appreciate that.
Awesome. So, I love Arizona.
I'd love them more if they get rid of, you know who. I don't even want to say his name. I'm afraid if you say his name too much, he'll show up or something will happen. So,
like he's like a little troll. Yeah.
So, I get the biggest kick out of some of this. All right. So listen, we were just talking about the soft air a little bit, and you've got them coming out of the woodwork. The accusers, Trump's accusers. The sexual harassment accusers are back out of the woodwork again. And what they're saying is they want a congressional investigation on Donald Trump as president, just like they're doing it on others. But they're not doing it on others. All right? So here's what I'm saying. I have no problem with this. As long as they investigate every single one of the guys that has spent one nickel of your money or my money, taxpayer money, in paying out for sexual assault claims. What do you think?
Absolutely. I want to know all the names, and I want all of them to pay back all the money and get the hell out.
Yep.
If it's true. If they paid out claims, I don't understand how we even allow that. I don't understand it.
Oh, there was... No. We didn't allow it. We didn't know about it. Don't you have to know about it first to allow it?
When I say we, I meant the government. Sorry.
I know. But you know what I'm saying. When how full of themselves are they that they let this stuff go on? They cover for each other, and now you're looking, this, I got to tell you something. Whether you hate or love Trump, you think this stuff would have come out under Obama Ever?
No. Nope. Not at all.
No. Nobody was pushing it.
No, because they didn't care. They still revere a serial sexual assaulter and accused rapist in Bill Clinton. They still revere Teddy Kennedy, who murdered a woman. I mean, sorry, left a woman to drown to death. Drove her to her death. I mean, I tell them, you know, they like to say the whataboutism. I'm like, you have zero standing. Zero. I've been railing against these guys for a long time. You have you can say nothing to me. Because you accepted it.
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. They allowed this stuff to go on. There's no way. When you talk to people from within, you know, inside the Capitol, they'll tell you that they know what's going on. They hear these rumors. They know what's happening, but they just do nothing about it. And I think some of them do nothing about it because they're afraid that they'll be accused, and it'll really be over at that point, right?
Yeah, probably. They probably all have dirt on each other, and that's why they don't let it out what's going on. Because everybody has dirt on everyone else. So, you know, they can't rat out one guy because, oh, well, then he can turn around and say something about another guy. It's ridiculous. It's like it really is us against them.
And, oh, yeah.
And that's why they keep us divided, because if we the people, actually united, we would boot all of them out.
Oh, yeah.
They'd
yep.
be gone.
Yep. You're right.
And we're never going to unite because there's division on the left. There's division on the right. There's shaking head syndrome in the middle. Like, what the heck is going on? It's just never going to happen, and it's intentional. The political class has done that intentionally.
Oh, over the years, they've really, yeah. They've boxed people in the corners. They've sold them the ideology. They've sold them. You know, they're still doing it now. The message for the Democrats hasn't changed in 10,000 years, it seems, right? It's Republicans are bad. They want to put you back in chains. They hate black people. They love slavery. Look, on the eve of this election in Alabama, what are they talking about? They're talking about Judge Roy Moore talking about how what a better time it was back in the 1800s or something, and they're equating that to slavery, right? He must have loved slavery. That's the time he's talking about. And you go, no, he's talking about when families were together, when they actually picked. Now, look, I know the guy's no saint. I never said he was a saint. But, my God, you can't say anything that the left won't take, twist, turn around, and make it look like you hate anybody but old white people.
Because that's all they do. They have to go on emotions and they have to twist things because they can't tell the truth. Think about it, Joe. If Democrats actually told the truth about their policies and what they truly believe, no one would ever vote for them again. No one in their right mind anyway. But most people don't know the truth. They listen to what Democrats say. And, of course, the media is just another arm for the Democrat Party. So they're not hearing the truth. They're not hearing the facts. They don't hear it about firearms. They don't hear it about the Second Amendment. They don't hear about free speech. They don't hear it about the truth about slavery, the KKK, which party started it. They don't hear any of that truth.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
And I know this.
They know which party started that, but they'll tell you that the party switched, remember? They can't tell you when or how.
Yes, Dixocrats, and it's bull. All you got to do is research. All this research is out there. It's in congressional records. It's all out there. But the left and the media want people to be stupid and dumbed down so they don't know the truth. And I know this for a fact because I used to be one of those people who was dumbed down by the media. And I stopped and I did my own research, and that's when I found out the truth.
And the light went on.
That's why I will never vote Democrat again.
Well, you know, think about something. Howard Stern, I one morning he went off. I got a clip of that somewhere. But he went off and he said he will never vote Democrat again because of the way they lie. Because of their inability to grab an issue or a situation for the substance of the situation. He was miffed.
It's all about emotions and lying to people. It literally, that they lie about every single thing. Literally. I'm not kidding. If they tell you they want to help you, they're lying. If they tell you Republican tax plan is going to kill people, they're lying. If they tell you that they're going to make sure they create more jobs, they're lying. We already know over the past 8 years how bad the economy was, how slow the growth was, how much Obama destroyed everything with more regulations. Obamacare alone hurt people because it, you know, dropped their hours. It became unaffordable, and it's still messing with people. Tons of people can't get health care.
Listen, on Facebook today, I'm watching this guy, like, pretty much having a circular conversation with himself. Because somebody talked about how great the economy was doing, things were changing, things were moving along, the lower unemployment rate. And this guy was going nuts on the fact that Trump had nothing to do with any of this and that jobs are still really in the toilet because there's certain people are still... Matter of fact, he sounded like me a couple of years back beating on Obama saying, now, wait a minute, you're not looking at the people on disability, you're not looking at the people who dropped out of the workforce. This guy was using the same exact arguments. How disingenuous was that? And the economy's doing better because of the things Obama set in place 4 or 5 years ago. And the market's doing good because of what Obama did 4 or 5. I'm thinking to myself, wow, what a bunch of hypocrites, right?
Of course. Of course. Whoever, this is the thing, whoever's the party in power, whoever is the president, they're going to, well, when Obama was president, he would take credit for anything good, well, I can't remember anything good, but he'll take credit for anything good, but then blame Bush for everything bad. I mean, that man was blaming Bush for 8 years.
Oh, I joke about that all the time. I always say the same thing. Listen, for 6 years, I remember him. Everything bad was Bush's fault. Everything good was because of a process or a policy that he put in place, which I just thought was just amazing. Utterly amazing. So.
Yeah. The problem, and this goes on both sides. This is both sides of the aisle. The problem is they have tunnel vision, and they never look at the bigger picture of what are the unintended consequences of policies they put into place.
Oh, yeah?
The Democrats especially do that.
I'm not trying to be mean. I don't think they care. I think the goal is to be in power, stay in power, and just do what they want to do. Look at what they did when they had 2 years of full control. There was so many things they did that they didn't care what the general populace. I think it's really funny nowadays they talk about, well, this is not popular with the American people. They didn't care about that when they were in power. They didn't care what the American people thought about the Affordable Care Act or anything else for that matter.
Or the useless stimulus. Remember all the car dealers they shut down because they bailed out the moron auto dealers? Ford didn't take a bailout. The other two did.
No, and Ford did well and came out faster. Hey, I said Ford came out of it faster. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah, there you go.
We are back.
Yeah.
I am. I don't know about you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there, and I do appreciate, look, your input. You know, tell me what you think about the stories, about what's going on. If you head up to Facebook, there's smarter people than I in that live feed, I'm telling you. But people, you know, before I pull Kimberly on here in a second, you know, you got to give some serious thought to what's going on in politics. You've got to give some serious thought about holding your elected officials' feet to the fire. And I don't want to lose the Senate, the House, or anything else. I really don't, because I think we're making some traction. I really believe that we are. But you can't let them get away with it. I am tired of hearing the Republican establishment, the Republican electeds, when I'm dealing with them a certain issue, say, well, what are you going to do, vote for the Democrat? No, I'm going to raise up a Republican with a thicker spine than you, and I'm going to replace your sorry little behind. That's what I'm going to do. And that's what you need to let them know in your areas. Look, we may have to put up with you for a little bit, but we will replace you. Kimberly Marin joins me.
That was a nice rant.
You like that? I was getting nuts with it. Well, it's true, because that's what they do. You know it. They look at you and go, yeah, what, are you going to replace me with a Democrat? No, but I'll replace you with somebody stronger than you. You just give me a year or two.
Well, in New Hampshire, we have replaced someone with Democrats.
Okay.
By not voting. Kelly Ayotte, gone. Bye. See ya.
True.
She lost a lot of votes because she dumped on Trump and because she moved. She all of a sudden veered too far for the left. I mean, she was agreeing with Obama's EPA rule. See you, bye, sweetheart.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how now I'm seeing complaints about the EPA and how Trump is turning the EPA around. He's making them pull all the regulations, which is the way they do it. They paint with such a broad brush. You never know what to you believe very little, but you never really know what to believe. But the EPA is not pulling back all the regulations. They're actually making some regulations that make sense and putting coal workers back to work.
The EPA, there should not be one EPA regulation in place that has to do with man, bear, pigs, climate change. Not one. Not one.
I don't think there should be one EPA rule in place where they haven't scientifically proved that there's actually an issue and not somebody sitting in a room someday having a cup of coffee and deciding this is wrong, we're going to make a rule against it. Or some of the penalties they have, they're just so draconian. I mean, seriously, obscene. Think about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they're absolutely obscene. And they hurt businesses, do nothing for the environment, kill jobs, hurt consumers. Basically, all of the regulations surrounding the false belief that climate change is man-made and that it's alarming is hurting people. It has completely horrifying bad intentions and it's bad consequences, and it does nothing to make the environment any better.
Nope.
Not one thing.
Nope.
I'm not saying we should pollute the air and whatever. No, we've already gotten that under control. Well, maybe not in L.A., but we've already gotten that under control in most places. But anything based on climate change should be wiped out, pushed aside, gotten rid of, X'd out, 86, whatever you want to call it.
That's because they go, you know, they go so far to one side. That's the other thing.
That's the problem.
There's no happy middle. There's no let's take baby steps and to make things happen. No, they go right to the wall with it, drag you along, and they just make life almost unbearable. Before I run out of time, though, Planned Parenthood. You know, I don't know if you've heard this on any other news organization other than places like Fox, is now being investigated for selling body parts. So the DOJ is actually looking into it because they believe they have some proof that it did happen, because I don't believe for a second that they would be looking this Department of Justice, because they don't even look into, whatever. They wouldn't look into this unless they had actual proof.
What more proof do they need? I'm sorry, but seeing little tiny baby feet on video, that wasn't enough proof?
No, apparently not.
Planned Parenthood admits that they sell human baby body parts. Fetal tissue is to sell like that is legal for research, but there's specific rules and regulations. It's highly regulated, and it doesn't appear like Planned Parenthood followed the law.
Remember that the problem, the news story was what? How the videos were obtained, right? The news story had nothing to do with the grotesqueness of the law that was being broken. The fact that actual human body parts were being sold, that seemed to be non-issue. What was an issue? Right. What was an issue was how they got the video. Look at, we had, in my area, we had a local school board member, okay? A female school board member calling other members of the community, other female members of the community, using the C word, okay? Wishing that a parent of one of the students that she didn't like would die in a fiery crash. I mean, I could go on and on and on with this. Do you know what the concern was? The only irritant was how the text messages or what have you were obtained. That was it.
Yeah.
Not what she said.
Wow. Wow, that's really bad. And yeah, you're right, that the media does like to do that when something is outed that's horrifying. Because we've talked about this before. Pro-abortion people, Planned Parenthood, the left, they dehumanize abortion. These videos humanized abortion because it's not just a little clump of cells. They showed actual baby feet.
Yep.
Okay? I watched these videos. I was literally hurling.
I'm not kidding. Yep.
No. So
they don't want you to see it. They don't want the kids to see it either.
No, they dehumanize it, so they make everyone think it's just a little clump of cells. It's nothing. It doesn't mean anything. It's not anything.
Right.
They don't want to relate it to an actual child that is born. I mean, women don't have fetus showers. They have baby showers.
No, it is. Well, you get to choose what you call it based on where you're at. You know, I've listened to Democrat legislators say that abortion should be okay for women to have right up to the time of birth. Think about that. So if that baby within minutes is going to be born with a full set of everything and you could take its life within minutes of birth, are these people serious?
Yes, they are. That's the problem. I just had this discussion the other day. I'm like, they believe Emily's List and NARAL. I'm like, they believe in abortion on demand up until the day before a woman is due to give birth for any reason. And someone's like, well, that's not legal. I'm like, but they want it to be. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, total control. Total control. I think it's hilarious.
Exactly.
Some in September, I just got a meme from somebody who said in September, the floods in Texas, the hurricane and all that, they came because God was punishing them for voting for Trump.
Yeah,
we have these fires out of control in California, and I'm sorry, maybe we're being punished for not voting for Trump. I don't know. I'm just guessing here. Whatever. It's how asinine these people are. They play games with this stuff, and they think it's okay because it's them. They're so self-righteous. They're so above anything you and I could ever think or want or feel. They know better than us, and they're going to tell us what's right or not right. You got an issue going on, right?
They know what's best for us.
Yeah.
They know what's best for us.
Don't you feel like they're kind of patting on the head like little Cindy Lou Who and saying, here, this is now just go sit down. We've got you covered.
Yeah. That's exactly what they try to do. That's why they can't handle me, because I don't tolerate that.
No, I know. I make them nuts, too. ACLU, you've got a problem with them. Actually, we've got a problem with them everywhere. But in New Hampshire, everywhere. You have a problem with them. They want some activism on campus, but they're lying about the issue, are they not?
Yes, there's a gender identity bill, and the ACLU New Hampshire was in a public high school teaching activism to get trans people rights in New Hampshire so they won't be discriminated against. But in New Hampshire, everyone is already covered under the sex discrimination laws equally. Trans people have been able to use our same sex discrimination laws for like 30 years. So they're lying. The ACLU, which should be called the American Civil Leftist Union, they are lying and going into a public school and teaching activism, but it's based on lies. It's not even based on the facts. The executive director of the Human Rights, Civil Rights, whatever committee said, these trans people can already use these laws. Everyone can use these laws. And they do. And we have cases. But they're going into schools and they've become hardcore. I mean, I brought a free speech case to them against UNH, and they ignored it, probably because I'm a conservative.
Yeah. No, they don't want to hear from you. They especially don't want to hear from you. You're crazy.
Nope.
Because, the reality behind it is that if you bring anything to the table that might cause somebody to think, they're not interested in hearing from you. I love it. I think it's hilarious. That's why my tact now with them is coming back with a question. So, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, and I don't understand it, but what about this? And by the way, speaking of not being the smartest guy in the room, we're up against it. Tell people where they can find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, the Federalist Papers Project, and Conservative IND on Twitter.
All right. I'm Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Check out Kimberly Marin. She writes a lot of great stuff that you learn from. God forbid we should learn, right? Anyway, a lot of stuff coming up in the next hour. Jerry, what do you want to call him? Moonbeam. So you'll know who I'm talking about. Man, preaching to us while California born. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.